Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Inside 2 minutes to go. And Brunson, another foul drawn. And he immediately grabs his right leg.
Oh, boy, that right leg. Oh, man.
And Mike Brown wants to get him out.
He looked right to the Knicks bench after he got up. Is going right back
to the locker room to get that looked at.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM network. Make it legendary.
All right, ESPN courtesy of the call, Dave Passion, Doris Burke. The other night, the Knicks lose to the Magic. Jake, I want you to play the highlight again here in just a second, but this is the way I want people to think about this. So, like, we know this was a couple days ago. I talked about it on the show yesterday, right? So Jalen Brunson, it's a grade one ankle sprain. He's going to miss tonight's game for the Knicks at home against the Miami Heat. He's going to be evaluated daily. And I take that as a really good sign, right? Because if he was going to be out for like a month, they would reevaluate him in a month. It sounds like he could be back sometime soon. Based on... if you, the listener and viewer, had no knowledge of the Jalen Brunson injury, like you had no idea what happened... You had no reporting, no information. Like, you woke up, you were hibernating, you were asleep for a couple days, and you wake up, and Jake plays this piece of sound for you. What would you guess the injury is, and how long would you guess he's out for? Jake, take it away.
Inside 2 minutes to go. And Brunson, another foul drawn, and he immediately grabs his right leg.
Oh, boy, that right leg. Oh, man.
And Mike Brown wants to get him out.
He looked right to the Knicks bench after he got up. And he is going right back.
Back to the locker room to get that looked at.
You would think this is Kevin Ware. Or like Gordon Hayward. Or like Cam Scadabo for the Giants a couple weeks ago. Dora, oh, look at this. It's like it's mangled, like it's facing the wrong direction. I know that people, just as an aside, we're all big sports fans here, right? That people talk about, like, the Kevin Ware injury for Louisville. What year was that? Like 2014, maybe? 13, 12, somewhere in that range? I don't think it was 13. That's the year they won the championship, right? I don't think it was 13. But the Kevin Ware injury, like breaking his leg in like horrifying fashion, is that being the worst of, like, the leg injuries in basketball? And it's not that, like, one's worse than the other. I guess that's a bad way to put it. But the one that always sticks with me, it was 2013, all right, that Kevin Ware got hurt, is the Gordon Hayward one. Celtics are playing the Cavs. I think LeBron's still on the Cavs at this point, pretty sure. And Gordon Hayward has just signed that big free agent deal with the Celtics. And he breaks his leg, like, 2 minutes into the game. I remember watching the game And it sounded like a shotgun blast when his leg snapped. And I'm not trying to be like grotesque or like gross anyone out. Just like that's, I always think about that noise, like how loud it was when his leg broke. I know this is not a, like a really pleasant conversation, but look, I mean, the Doris Burke thing, like you would have thought like Jalen Brunson might like have to be in a wheelchair for the rest of his life based off that call. Doris does a good job. Just saying. So maybe maybe it wasn't that bad. Yeah, grade one ankle sprain. Going to be reevaluated tomorrow on Saturday. So tonight in the NBA, my Knicks host the Miami Heat. And no Jalen Brunson, obviously, with the ankle sprain. Knicks, a 6.5-point favorite in the game. I'm just refreshing my screen so I can bring everybody the most up-to-date numbers. Total is 240.5. It looks like this is going to come down to 6. Miami looks to be the preferred betting side at the moment. So no Brunson for the Knicks, and Bam Adebayo ruled out for the Heat. Hawkes is playing, as is Davion Mitchell and Norman Powell and Khalil Ware. I think this is going to be a really interesting stretch for the Knicks without Jalen Brunson. And I don't mean to like minimize the Heat, who have been really fun this season. They did lose to the Cavs, like B-team, the other night, but Miami's been really good. And Eric Spoelstra's making it happen with smoke and mirrors right now. No Tyler Hero. They're running this offense, and I just know this, like I'm not grinding the film, but like I listen to podcasts and I read a lot. They're running this offense that is like no screens, right? It's just that built on total hyper-athleticism. Matt Moore talked about it the other day on the show, and Matt brought up Miami maybe being like a sleeper Eastern Conference contender. I don't agree with that, but you never know. But I do want to make this about the Knicks. The Mike Brown offense, I've been very into this season. Like they're 7-4. It's not like they're like the Thunder or anything, but like I think it's mostly been good. And you've seen like Bridges bring the ball up, Josh Hart brings the ball up, and it's much less of a reliance on Jalen Brunson as like the dominator of the basketball, the heliocentricity. Everything revolving around him in the offense. And I do think that this Knicks team, with the way that they're coached and the system that Mike Brown runs, I think is like uniquely qualified to handle this assignment with Jalen Brunson out for a little bit. Now, I don't know if I want to lay the Knicks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If I had to bet the game, I would actually lay the Knicks tonight. The bet that I'd like to make, and my NBA props have been, I bet like two of them, and I'm 0-2 so far this year. Well, I guess I had Luka on opening night, but it's not been great. I want to bet Mikal Bridges over 17.5 points. And him, to me, seems to be the biggest beneficiary right now of this new offensive scheme, where we remember last year what we were saying. The Knicks trade all those picks for Bridges, and he's doing nothing. He just stands in the corner, and we've seen him be an awesome player. And then he had those great defensive plays in the first two games in Boston in the Eastern Conference semis. And I tweeted out a couple times a picture of Mikal Bridges with the Les Snead Sean McVay quote, F them picks, which I really enjoyed. Just saying. But I think while Brunson's out now for however long he's out for, I think Bridges is going to take on an increased scoring load. I think he gets to 20 tonight. I would lay the Knicks if I had to bet the game. But Bridges over 17.5 points, the number at BetMGM, is my preferred play. A couple other NBA games that I find interesting tonight and big picture storylines. We just saw the other night the Warriors go into San Antonio one night after getting drubbed by the Thunder, and Draymond Green saying after that game that it feels like we're not committed to winning. And Jimmy Butler talked about some players having an agenda. And I came on the show the next day and I said the players that he's talking about are Jonathan Kuminga and Brandon Pajemski. And a lot of people were reporting that. I'm not saying that it's my original thought, but it's pretty obvious if you read, which I do, want to be really prepared when I do these shows for everybody, that that's who they were talking about. And then Kuminga and Pajemski barely play the next night in San Antonio, second half of a back-to-back. The Warriors are an old team, and they go nuclear in the third quarter. Steph scores 46, 22 of the 46 coming in the third, and Golden State pulls the outright upset despite Victor Wembanyama triple-double. And Steph hit a couple threes in that game over Wemby that reminds you of that awesome gold medal game with USA and France, with Curry hitting those threes, obviously the iconic threes, the golden threes, over Victor Wembanyama. So now we have the second half of a duplex, as Ken and I used to call it. Not a home and home, but a duplex, because the Warriors will be at the same place twice in a row. Warriors at Spurs again tonight. And the game opens the other night, Spurs-Warriors, 4.5, and closed 3.5. I know because I bet San Antonio, and I lost. The spread for tonight's game is San Antonio 2.5. 2.5. So there's been an adjustment here. And I pretty strongly disagree with that. I'll be laying the Spurs tonight to beat the Warriors. Jonathan Kuminga's not playing. Honestly, that might be a good thing for Golden State. He's kind of like, great start to the season for him, and he's already played himself out of favor. I'll be betting the San Antonio Spurs tonight, laying the 2.5 against the Golden State Warriors. Two other NBA games, and I'm refreshing. And just so people know, I want to give them a shout-out. Website Basketball Monster, like Ken turned me on to them a couple years ago, do an awesome job of listing like all the players that are in, out of games, etc., updating in real time. So Pistons-Sixers is an interesting game. Pistons have been great. The Sixers have been better than expected. As it stands right now, game is in Detroit. Pistons are a 3.5-point home favorite. The total is 228.5. Now, Embiid's out, Paul George is out, VJ Edgecombe is questionable, and most importantly, Cade Cunningham's questionable for the Pistons, and so is Jalen Duren. I want to touch on this game at the end of the show. I'm looking for the right like mix of things to happen here. I'd like to bet the Sixers plus the points. I would like to bet Philadelphia. Now, I need Edgecombe to play. I almost hope Cade plays to get a bigger number. I think Duren will crush them inside. Like, I kind of don't want Duren to play. So I want to touch on this game at the end of the show when we have more information here. I would like to bet the Sixers at a plus price that to cover the spread. Maybe not win, but cover at least on the road in Detroit. And last NBA game for tonight to hit on here, and maybe we'll do some college basketball here. If not, I'll start next hour with it. I think there are a lot of interesting things going on in college basketball, and then we'll get to the football. So the Orlando Magic the other night, that's the game where Brunson gets hurt. The Magic go into Madison Square Garden, and they carried over their momentum from the Desmond Bane buzzer beater earlier in the week against the Portland Trailblazers. And Orlando lays it on the Knicks 124-107. And I bet the Knicks in the game. And if you had told me before the game, Paolo Banchero's only going to play for 4 minutes, I would have wanted to bet even more on the Knicks, obviously, right? Banchero only played 4 minutes in the game. He gets hurt, groin injury, and the Magic still look awesome. So Banchero has a groin strain now. He's going to be out for a while for the Orlando Magic. So this is Orlando's first game without Paolo, and they will host the pathetic, the terrible Brooklyn Nets, who I think will lose 70 games this season, 1-10 right now. The Magic are currently 14.5-point home favorites, and the juice right now is towards Brooklyn. And I could see, you know, people wanting to bet the Nets in this game, not because you think Brooklyn's going to win or you think Brooklyn's good, but hey, like, Paolo's out. Probably Orlando's best player, and I know some people that are really in the weeds with basketball maybe think Franz Wagner is better. Paolo's the best player on the team. And maybe you want to take the Nets for that reason. The thing about Orlando, to me, that's been most impressive on this run that they've been on getting back to 500 from the brutal start to the season, the defense is starting to look like what it was the last couple years. And look no further than the game against the Knicks the other night, right? Where the Knicks on that five-game winning streak were averaging 130 points per game. Paolo plays 4 minutes. They hold the Knicks to 107. If Cam Thomas and Michael Porter Jr. aren't both scoring 30 points, I don't think the Nets are even within shouting distance tonight. I love the Magic tonight. So just bets for me. Bridges over points. San Antonio Spurs. And I'll lay it with the Orlando Magic at home against the Brooklyn Nets. Final hour, power hour coming up on the other side. All the college football bets will roll through the NFL, and I'm going to give you bets for the weekend to come in college hoops.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.